Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This upside-down Steelers season heads for a most unexpected climax. Welcome to the Steelers Update from Penn Live, where we keep track of all things Steelers, so you don't have to. This is John Lucy reporting. Well, this wasn't how the 2023 season was supposed to play out for the Steelers. Second-year quarterback Kenny Pickett was expected to cement himself as the long-term starter, if not an outright franchise arm for this storied football team. Instead, a fully healthy Pickett has been relegated to the sidelines in favor of the third-string, all-but-forgotten Mason Rudolph. He's now the hot hand in Pittsburgh. And many bandwagon jumping yinzers are pushing Pittsburgh to re-sign Rudolph for the long term. Well, what does Rudolph have that Pickett doesn't? How about pocket presence, an ability to hit receivers in proper progression, and a rocket of an arm? The best measure of Rudolph's impact on the Steelers' offense is the resurgence of talented receiver George Pickens. He's gone from pouting and not blocking to doing what he was born to do: catch footballs far down the field. In two games with Rudolph getting him the ball, Pickens has 11 catches on 15 targets for 326 yards and two touchdowns. This includes splash plays of 86, 66, 44, 37, and 34 yards. You think Pickens loves himself some Mason Rudolph? All this is coming from a quarterback who was nearly clubbed out of the NFL by a helmet-wielding Myles Garrett 4 years ago. Pickett, meanwhile, had won over the Pittsburgh fan base long before he ever won the starting job. And he has suffered badly by comparison with Rudolph and the latter's ability to execute the offense the way it was meant to operate. True blue Kenny Pickett protectors are now confessing their second thoughts over whether he is really the long-term answer for the Steelers. Even worse, there have been some ugly online rumors, along with plenty of legitimate questions, over why Pickett didn't dress as Rudolph's backup for Sunday's win over the Seahawks in Seattle. The confusion over this situation quickly morphed into conspiracy theories, and it hit at Pickett's once sterling reputation as a head-down, team-first grinder. The explanation for Pickett's deactivated status last Sunday was that he refused to back up Rudolph. It was supposedly the starter or nothing for the former Pitt Panther. That allegation spread like wildfire on social media, and it was advanced by caustic Pittsburgh sports talk show host Mark Madden. He has been an early and loud doubter of Kenny Pickett and his potential to be the Pittsburgh starter. The rumor became so pervasive and persuasive, Pickett eventually addressed it head on, saying his reputation was very much under attack. Said Pickett, quote, "I saw reports out there that I feel like were attacking my character and how I am as a person. There was no talk about me being a backup quarterback against Seattle. If I was healthy enough to play and the trainers and coaches felt I was good enough to play, I was going to start and play. If they believed that I was not, which they believed I was not going to suit up and dress for the game," unquote. Now, this week, there will be no such confusion, and Pickett himself cleared that up in his talk with the media. He said he will back up Rudolph, period. Quote, "I gotta be ready to go in case we have to, whatever it takes to get into the playoffs. It's all hands on deck, so I will be ready to go if necessary," unquote. Still, this has got to hurt for Kenny Pickett. I mean, he was the fair-haired son in Pittsburgh coming out of Pitt, and he was all but given the starting job, the keys to the franchise. And now, as this season winds down, Pickett he's lost his job, and his good name has come under attack. He sure suffered the ugly side of things in this upside-down year. But Rudolph is riding an equally surprising resurgence on the other end. Fans are extolling him as the Steelers' best quarterback by far, one who must be brought back into the fold for the 2024 season and beyond. Right now, Mason Rudolph will be an unrestricted free agent at the end of this year. Now, you'll remember when former Steelers GM Kevin Colbert drafted Rudolph back in 2018 out of Oklahoma State. Colbert insisted that he had a first-round grade on Rudolph when he took him in that third round of that draft year. Well, that seems fully vindicated. It just took Rudolph a while to develop, and it took Mike Tomlin's desperation to give him one more chance. Of course, the flip side of this is all the troubling questions about the Steelers' coaching, especially at the all-important QB position. Can they really develop quarterbacks? And how could they have possibly believed that the terrible Mitch Trubisky gave the team a better chance to win after Pickett went down with that ankle injury in the home game against the Arizona Cardinals way back in early December? Tomlin literally waited until he had no other choice but to turn to Rudolph for that Bengals game, the last game of the regular season at home. Since then, the Steelers' offense has finally turned it on. It's put up 30-plus points in back-to-back games after an extended drought of not reaching that mark for several seasons. Moreover, the two-headed running game is firing on all cylinders, and the team's true superstar, Pickens, is finally making the splash plays both he and the fan base have been pining for. At long last, all is right with the offense, or so it seems. Only it wasn't supposed to be Mason Rudolph behind center. In fact, this development leaves the Steelers and Kenny Pickett with so many questions heading into a long off season. I mean, there is a lot to work out. But before that happens, there's one last regular season date with the rival Ravens. Now, the Ravens have already locked up the number one seed in the AFC. Sure, if the Steelers hadn't squandered back-to-back home games against a pair of 2-10 teams in early December, this game might be for all the marbles. After all, the Steelers go in boasting a 4-1 record within the AFC North, and they took the first meeting with those Ravens. So this could have been an even bigger game. As it is, Baltimore will be resting MVP apparent Lamar Jackson at quarterback, and they're handing the ball to the very competent Tyler Huntley. This will be no gimme game, but the Steelers are getting healthy in the middle and the back end of their defense at just the right time. With Rocket Rudolph firing the football and the tag team backfield of Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren ripping off angry runs, the team is finally playing their brand of football. This is how the team was built to play. A Steelers win, coupled with a loss by either the Bills to Miami or the Jaguars to Tennessee would propel Pittsburgh into the postseason. And this last possibility is really proof at how drastically the public perception of this team has changed. Of course, the easiest preseason prediction for the 2023 Steelers was that the team had just enough for Tomlin to capture his patented 17th non-losing season as Pittsburgh's head coach. And that dubious record has already been locked up with the team at 9-7. This uninspiring narrative had the Steelers being one and done in the playoffs should they get in. And there, Tomlin and his team has a far more dubious streak. No playoff wins for six seasons and counting. Yet the Steelers' playoff talk leading up to this final regular season game has been similarly transformed by the Rudolph effect. The pundits are suddenly saying the Steelers have a chance should they get in. And wouldn't it be fitting for this upside-down Steelers season to be capped with Rudolph taking out his revenge tour in Cleveland and securing victory over Garrett and those Browns? I mean, would not that be sweet? This town would erupt. Hey, and in a strange season for the Steelers, it just could happen. We have much more on the big regular season finale, the showdown with the Ravens, plus all the fallout for Pickett and the future for Rudolph. It's all in So You're Saying There's a Chance edition of your Steelers Update podcast. Hey, and be sure to check out my full print column first thing Thursday on Penn Live. As always, they're packed with plenty of memes, bringing all the latest, greatest Steelers debates to life and to laughs. Right now, let's get right to it. Clearly, Kenny Pickett is relegated to holding the clipboard for the longtime clipboard clutcher, Mason Rudolph. But what's Pickett's future in Pittsburgh for 2024 and beyond? Just like Rudolph finally got his shot late this season, should Pickett get another chance to show that he can be the dude? For answers and perspective, we turn to Mark Caboli with The Athletic, and he gazes into his Steelers crystal ball for all the answers about Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph. Caboli writes this, quote, Rudolph deserves this chance, and Pickett should support him in every way possible. Rudolph went through 4 years of absolute hell, including more than 2 years without a start, with barely a word said. He supported the Steelers' starting QBs throughout that period. On the flip side, Pickett deserves a chance to get that job back next year, and that's the way it needs to and likely will go. Tomlin is 100% making the right decision when it comes to starting Rudolph this week and really the rest of the games the Steelers will play this year. That being the playoffs, which is a nice possibility. The truth of the matter is, and this is coming from a true Rudolph believer, that Pickett should have every opportunity to regain his starting job next year, regardless of what happens over this next game, two games, three games, or whatever the Steelers end up playing. Pickett still has two more years left on his rookie contract, plus a fifth-year option available to the team. That means he's under the team's control contractually through the 2026 season, although a decision would have to be made before that. In the offseason, the Steelers need to entice Rudolph enough to re-sign him without rubber stamping a starting job with his name on it, which might be a challenge. He would then have to be assured of a fair battle with Pickett, something I'm not sure he would get even if he balls out the rest of this season to be the team starter. When the ultimate decision has to be made on Pickett's fifth-year option after the 2024 season or even after 2025, then the team can choose. Makes sense, doesn't it? They don't need a long-term answer right now. They need a short-term answer. unquote. Wow. I mean, there you have it from Caboli. He's saying there is a way that the Steelers can orchestrate both of these QBs. I mean, they have full control of Pickett. They need to obviously negotiate with Mason Rudolph and present him a fair chance of winning this battle that will unfold over not just next year, but possibly the next two seasons. And then at the end of that, you set the dust settles. So that's an intriguing way this could all play out for Pittsburgh, for Pickett, and for Mason Rudolph. Of course, the first thing is the Steelers will have to sign Mason Rudolph beyond this season. And, you know, in a Steelers season that hasn't made much sense, that is some good sense for how to handle this very unexpected QB quandary that the Steelers are now faced with. But again, this is the future. We're talking about a regular season game that looms large for the Steelers and for the playoffs. So what about that big matchup versus the Ravens with possible playoff implications for the Steelers on the line? Well, we know the big gun, the likely MVP, Lamar Jackson, is out for the game. He's a healthy scratch by order of Coach John Harbaugh. But what about the rest of these Ravens who really have nothing to play for and they have a bye week beyond that? Well, here's Jeff Zerbic with The Athletic trying to read the tea leaves as they're coming out of Charm City and John Harbaugh. He writes, quote, Harbaugh said he considered numerous factors and ultimately decided that it was the right move to sit Jackson and make sure he's as healthy as possible going into the playoffs. Steelers need a victory to stay alive in the AFC postseason hunt. Now, Harbaugh didn't elaborate on whether he'd rest other starters beyond saying that reserve safety Darryl Worley, who's battling a shoulder and ankle injuries, will not play. The Ravens have several banged-up players, including guard Kevin Zeitler, safety Kyle Hamilton, cornerback Marlon Humphrey, and inside linebacker Patrick Queen, who also may not play on Saturday. Said Harbaugh, quote, we're really not ruling anybody else out for the game until we see what our injury situation is, unquote. Now, if you go back to 2019, the Ravens had clinched the AFC's top seed and a playoff bye ahead of their regular season finale against the Steelers. Mirror image. Harbaugh that year opted to hold out Jackson and several other veteran starters for that Steelers game. The Ravens then played a flat and sloppy playoff opener and were soundly beaten on their home field by the Tennessee Titans. That prompted questions this week about whether Harbaugh should play everyone to maintain the team's momentum, unquote. But the bottom line, according to Zerbic, is Harbaugh wasn't buying it. And likely, Lamar Jackson will be joined on that sideline by quite a few other key Ravens on Saturday afternoon. The going conventional wisdom is lots of Ravens are going to sit. And you got to say, advantage Steelers, right? Well, maybe not. Not according to the big money being wagered in Vegas. As Brian Batko with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette tells us, the whales are plunking down cash on the Ravens, with the Steelers listed at -3.5 points going down to Baltimore. The over-under in the game is 36.5. Batko writes, quote, the Ravens are drawing just 52% of the bets in the spread market, but 96% of the cash being wagered. That's a huge signal that big bettors like them a lot despite their potential to rest starters. Sharps are also pounding the under with 99% of the cash on just 78% of the bets. Five of the last six meetings between these division rivals have gone under a total of 36.5 points. The over has cashed in each of the Steelers' past four contests, however. and the Ravens are 2-0 against the spread as an underdog in 2023, unquote. So there you have the, I mean, we're all looking at this game one way, but the people who put the money where their mouths are see a low-scoring Ravens win. So who do you got on Saturday? Well, however it turns out, you know we're going to cover it here, and we're going to be here whether there is a postseason for your Steelers or an offseason for the Steelers, because the Steelers Update podcast does not stop in any part of the season. We go 365 every week of the year, and we want you here with us as we either go into the postseason with your Steelers or into the offseason with a lot of questions looming, most especially around Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph. It is now a two-headed monster at quarterback for your Steelers. And, of course, right now, all the attention on Saturday afternoon turns to Baltimore, Charm City, for the Steelers' visit with playoff implications on the line. But we got to say, go Steelers. And, of course, log on to PennLive.com anytime for your real-time Steelers news.